With Hashem's loving grace, this is Lisa Brody from the Hucha Chesed Yeshiva in the Holy City of Jerusalem with another one of our many lessons in this week's Torah portion. This week's Torah portion is Masa'eh, the last Torah portion in the Book of Numbers, Bamidbar. And at the end of this week's Torah portion, the Torah talks about the laws of a murderer, what we do to a murderer. There's a difference between a premeditated murder and an accidental murder, what's called in civil law the first-degree murder, second-degree murder. A first-degree murderer that's a proven first-degree murderer, he has to be executed. A second- or third-degree murderer is for an accidental murder, like a manslaughter or something totally accidental, wasn't intentional even, then he gets exiled into one of the murderers' towns, one of the designated towns that's for murders. The Torah says that, let's suppose somebody's rich and influential, and the rich and influential individual murdered someone. Okay, so now the person has got the death penalty, first degree murder, the death penalty, and now the person goes to the judges and he says, you know something, I know that this is atonement for my sin, but why not let me atone with money? I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give you $10 million, the murderer says, and you can build a new yeshiva, a new Talmud Torah, a new mikveh, everything the community needs. Okay? Just get me off the hostage. Okay, you can put me in an exile town. Let me go to an exile town. Right? But I'll atone for my sin with $10 million. Give $10 million. The Torah says no. The Torah says no. That this cannot be atoned for, what's called a kofar, by way of money. A person has to be. And if a person, if it's not an honest basing, and the person buys the basing, that's even worse. And the Torah says, like this, the Torah says it's a transgression to do so. And if the transgression, if the blood is not corrected, and the Torah says, you shall not contaminate the holy land, it's the law of Eretz Yisroel. You shall not contaminate the holy land with this blood. The Torah says, Lo tachnifu et ha'aretz asher atan ba, ki adam hu yachnif et ha'aretz. The Torah says, by not punishing the loss of blood, the fact that properly, as the Torah prescribes, you are contaminating the land where you are, because the blood contaminates the land. Yachnif, I'm using Mr. Feldheim's, thank you very much, Rabbi Yaakov Feldheim, in art school. Okay. I'm using their translation for Yachnif. The blood will contaminate. But that's not the word for contaminate. The word for contaminate is metamin. Why did the Torah use the word Yachnif? Yachnif means flattery. Flattery. Okay, the blood shall flatter the land. What are we talking about? What does the Torah mean? And we say, what does the Torah mean, the blood? Flattery is forbidden speech. The Gemara tractate in Dorim say that there are four types of people that do not receive the divine presence. Those who speak Lashon Hara, those who slander. Those who lie, but don't tell the truth. Those who flatter, and those who engage in tomfoolery, to make fun of other people. And what is flattery? Flattery doesn't mean to tell your wife, oh, sweetheart, you look so beautiful when she does it. That's not flattery. Flattery is to tell a tyrant, oh, you're a great person. Flattery is to call evil good. And to look at something evil, call it good. This is what they're doing. This is a form of forbidden speech. So what's the Torah telling us? That blood, forbidden speech calls blood. There's an inner message in the Torah here. That when a person doesn't use his powers of speech, in other words, when he uses his or her tongue as a weapon, he could spill another person's blood. Chofetz Chaim writes about this. A Rishon, Reb Yudel Chassid, in Sefer Chassidim, he writes about that. He says, when a person is disparaged in public, it's worse than murder.
It's worse than murder. Why would a person murder and a guy gets shot in the head? He dies once. But sometimes imagine that a person is a bit embarrassed in front of the whole shul. Somebody embarrasses in front of the whole yeshiva. Somebody embarrasses in public. Then the embarrassed person, every time he sees the person who embarrassed him, it's like he's being murdered all over again because he's reminded. And this is the whole thing. This is something that should not be in the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why the Torah says, Lo tachnivu ta'aretz. That you're contaminating the land with the blood. But it's not only the blood that's actually spilled. It's what Rav Yudah Chosid in Sefer Chassidim says, Retzach she'en onika, non-apparent murder. When a person is embarrassed, what happens? The blood leaves his face. Temporary woman doesn't have blood in his face. It's like he's been slaughtered. And he calls this, it's slaughtered. So don't worry, right up front of the Gemara in Baba Metzias. This is something that Hashem does want in Eretz Yisrael. This is something Hashem does not want forbidden speech in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the royal palace, and we have to act in Eretz Yisrael in a manner that is befitting the royal palace. And we don't do in the royal palace what we do outside the royal palace. This is Hashem's royal palace. And this is why, especially in the land of Israel, a person has to be very careful with the mitzvahs of man and fellow man. And this is so very important, especially now during the 3 weeks. And it's by no happenstance that this particular halacha appears in Parshat Masa'im. It always appears in 3 weeks. Always in 3 weeks. The Shem should help us that we should make other people healthy and happy with our speech, rather than tearing them down and spilling their blood, heaven forbid, a million times heaven forbid. And with our speech that exhibits the love of our fellow man and creates unity, and Hashem sees the unity among Jews, then we can look forward to Tisha B'Av being a day of celebration. We hope so. Speed our days. Amen. Have a great Shabbat, and we should only hear good tidings. Hashem should protect you, all the people of Israel, especially the South, and all the soldiers of the IDF. May Hashem help you be swift and strong in accomplishing your mission and come safely home. We're all praying for you. Amen.
Amen. Bochim to you.